Now we have letters to the evening news, which this week have people writing in about big plans for the UEA, the constant thorny issue of our roads, and also the proliferation of supermarkets.
Chris Gould of Norwich is concerned by an expansion bid. He says, the plans for considerable expansion of the UEA over the next 15 years are perhaps good news economically, but are also cause for gentle concern. Already the campus seems very large and is beginning to stretch over the fields towards the hospital. So I ask myself, do the plans involve eating up more farmland and green spaces? To my mind, this question is pertinent because central Norwich, around St Augustine's, contains large amounts of unused office space and empty buildings. It seems a bad idea for Norwich to expand ever outwards to the Northern Distributor Road, only to leave an urban, blighted hole in the middle. I am one of those who believe that when a campus gets too large, it ceases to provide a homely learning community. So instead of moving outwards, perhaps the UEA could set up in Inner Norwich to help rejuvenate it. Perhaps the business faculty could help with a few ideas.
Give us back our fine city, says David Coe of Norwich. As a person who has lived all my life in Norwich, I'm beginning to wonder if many of the recent building projects, including the new road schemes that have taken place over the past few years, are changing Norwich and its historical makeup for the worse. For many years in Norwich, we have had people in charge that seemed to hate nearly all of our old buildings, and their policy seemed at times to destroy these buildings and replace them with their vision of the future, one of glass, steel and concrete. The Magdalen Street and Anglia Square project is a classic example. Several wonderful old buildings in the street were pulled down to make way for the flyover. Even Quayside nearby was modernised by having most of its old buildings pulled down, including the great Old Star Inn. During this time, and increasing to peak today, we have had continuous roadworks everywhere, we are told, to improve the traffic flow. Anyone coming into Norwich over the past few years, especially the tourists who flock here, must wonder what is going on and when, if ever, all this work will come to an end. Can we one day get back to our fine city and not the building site obstacle course we have had for the past few years?
The subject of our roads has several people putting pen to paper. First, Mike Flett of Ludham feels the problems were so predictable. I see from recent reports that the POSIC hub appears to be experiencing problems. And to read that there are real human beings using what is possibly the most confusing and convoluted road layout in the country is hardly credible. That these human beings are now having the cheek to confound the experts and their traffic modelling beggars belief. I may have been mistaken, but I thought the whole purpose of this vastly expensive and ridiculously over-engineered junction was to improve traffic flow. It now seems it was nothing of the sort, but just some kind of vanity exercise to prove how clever some Highways Department computer experts were. A correspondence of yours recently gave the definition of an expert. An ex is a has-been, a spurt, a drip under pressure. And how true this now proves to be.
Marianne Fullock of Lingwood writes of the need for road repairs. I have read with interest articles on the POSIC hub. It seems to me that millions of pounds have been spent on this feat of engineering, but so far it would appear that nothing has been done to repair the many potholes in the A47 or in surrounding villages, and inspection covers also appear to be sinking. In addition, road markings on the A47 are almost invisible at night. Road maintenance seems to be the poor relation where £178.5 million is yet to be applied to the Northern Distributor Road.
There are too many supermarkets, comments Michael Redshaw of Sproston. I know we're no longer hunter-gatherers in the true sense, but is it really necessary to have a supermarket every 200 yards? I appreciate that not everyone has a car to visit the mega stores outside the city on trading estates, but surely low-cost housing is more of a priority. For the local shops, why not let customers rent a trolley using a smart card system to get their shopping home, with any charge being credited back as shopping vouchers upon the safe return of the trolley to the store?
But according to Chris Wilson of Norwich, variety is the spice of life. I applaud the number and variety of supermarkets. It has certainly made the big players pull their socks up, and it means I can spend every waking hour in a shop.